Lesson 6.
Word list.
Start.
Fold.
Cloak.
Dismay.
Reward.
Company.
Trace.
Declare. Announce.
Replace.
String.
Worth.
Ruinous.
Term. Condition.
Latter. Former.
Case.
Substitution.
Needy.
Dismiss.
Maid.
Apartment.
Garret.
Household. Family.
Soiled.
Linen.
Landing.
Fruiterer.
Refuse.
Grocer.
Butcher.
Bargain.
Sue.
Manuscript.
Coarse. Rough.
Affect.
Familiar.
Imitation. Text.
The necklace. Continued. Madame Loisel walked to the mirror so as to take a final look at herself in all her glory. But suddenly she uttered a cry. She no longer had the necklace about her neck. Her husband, already half undressed, asked, "What is the matter?"
I no longer have Madame Forestier's necklace."
He started with astonishment. "What? How is that? It is not possible." They looked in the folds of her dress, in the folds of her cloak, in the pockets, everywhere. It was not to be found. They stared at each other in dismay. "I am going back," said Monsieur Loisel, putting on his clothes again, "over every foot of the way we came, to see if I cannot find it." And he went out. She remained in her ball dress, without the strength to go to bed, sitting on a chair, with no fire. Towards 7 o'clock, her husband returned. He had found nothing. He went to the police, to the cab companies, every place where a trace of hope led him. At the end of a week, they had lost all hope. And Loisel, looking almost 5 years older, declared, "We must consider how to replace the necklace." They went from jeweller to jeweller, looking for a necklace like the other, both of them ill with misery. At last they found a string of diamonds which seemed to them exactly like the other they were looking for. It was worth 40,000 francs, but they might have it for 36,000. Loisel had 18,000 francs, which his father had left him. He would borrow the rest. He asked 1,000 francs of one, 500 of another. He went to the money lenders and borrowed on ruinous terms. He went to get the new necklace and laid down on the jeweller's counter 36,000 francs. When Madame Loisel took the necklace back to Madame Forestier, the latter said coldly, "You should have returned it sooner, for I might have needed it." She did not, as her friend had feared, open the case. If she had noticed the substitution, what would she have thought? What would she have said? Madame Loisel now knew the horrible life of the needy. But she took her part heroically. They dismissed their maid, they gave up their apartment, they took a garret under a roof. She learned the heavy cares of a household. She washed the dishes and the soiled linen, she took down the refuse to the street every morning, and brought up the water, stopping at each landing to get her breath. Her basket on her arm, she went to the fruiterers, the grocers, the butchers, bargaining, defending every sou of her miserable money. The husband worked in the evenings, and often far into the night, copying manuscripts at 5 sous a page. At the end of 10 years, everything was paid off. Madame Loisel looked old now. She had become the woman of poor households, strong and hard and coarse. Her hair was badly done. Her hands were red. She spoke in a loud voice. But sometimes she would sit by the window and think of the evening long ago. What would have happened if she had never lost those jewels? Who knows? One Sunday, as she was having a little stroll in the Champs-Élysées to freshen herself after the labours of the week, she caught sight of a woman who was taking a child out for a walk. It was Madame Forestier, still young, still beautiful. Madame Loisel was affected. Should she speak to her? Yes, certainly. And now that she had paid, she would tell her all. She went up to her. "Good morning, Jeanne." Her friend did not recognize her and was astonished to be addressed so familiarly by a poor woman. She stammered, "But, madame, I do not know you. You must have made a mistake." "No, I am Mathilde Loisel." Her friend uttered a cry, "Oh, my poor Mathilde! How you've changed!" "Yes, I have had days hard enough since I saw you, all because of you."
"Me? How so?"
"You remember the diamond necklace that you lent me for the ball?"
"Yes. Well?"
"Well, I lost it."
"How could you? You returned it to me."
"I bought you another one exactly like it. These 10 years we have been paying for it. You know, it was not easy for us, who had nothing." Madame Forestier was taken aback. She said,
"You say you bought a diamond necklace to replace mine?"
"Yes. You did not notice it then. They were just alike." And she smiled with a proud and simple joy. Madame Forestier, deeply moved, took both her hands as she replied,
"Oh, my poor Mathilde! Mine was imitation. It was worth, at most, only 500 francs."